From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. From Ag Central, I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis. While the Environmental Protection Agency's just proposed renewable fuel volumes for next year are drawing mixed reaction from the ethanol industry and its supporters in Congress. Disappointing, particularly the lack of increase for biodiesel levels and a cut in cellulosic levels. That from key Midwest lawmakers who battled the Trump EPA to reverse course in a last-minute further cut in biofuel levels. But over at the Renewable Fuels Association,
the cut is from last year's requirement, which was not met. The final rule does reflect a 20% increase over what had been proposed, and I think is a pretty significant step in the right direction.
RFA's Bob Dineen on the new level for cellulosic biofuel, while expressing concern EPA may still not be considering all the advancements boosting cellulosic capacity. While EPA kept conventional ethanol at the statutory target of 15 billion gallons, but rebuffed pleas from biodiesel producers to up a 2.1 billion gallon quota for the soy-based fuel in 2019. While industry officials say they can make 2.6 billion gallons, Dineen says the annual fight between biofuels and petroleum, well, that's going to continue.
The oil companies don't like that every year they lose a little bit more of the barrel. So the balance really has been established by Congress. EPA needs to look at the statute, not the political winds of the moment, in setting those annual volumes.
Well, Dineen says the agency did a better job this year of hewing toward the statute, but needs to get even bolder in the future. Still, EPA Administrator and former Attorney General from Oil Patch, Oklahoma, promised Midwest lawmakers only to set final quotas equal to or greater than the proposed levels. Also in agriculture news, the government of Ontario is proposing changes to biofuels regulations, including increasing the current 5% ethanol mandate to 10% in 2020. Advanced Biofuels Canada notes that a 10% ethanol mandate is likely to see sales of E15 and higher blends to meet that new average. That looks like that could happen in 2020. Which would mean good news for E15. That should make its way to Canadian vehicles. We're going to talk with RFA next.